Somebody would take the shvua that he will not eat. And he is over on the shvua and eats wheat bread and also barley bread and also spelt bread. He's only chayav to bring one korban if he ate all three breads. But helam achas, not realizing in between that he had taken an oath, as even though he ate three types of bread, it makes no difference. It's the same as if he ate wheat bread three times, that if he did so, behelam achas, he would only be chayav one korban. Here too, even though he ate three types of bread, since he made only one shvua, he's only chayav to bring one korban. Shvua shlo ochal pas chitin upas oirin upas kusmin v'ochal, chayav alko achas v'achas. If he takes the shvua that he will not eat wheat bread, and he won't eat barley bread, and he won't eat spelt bread, and he is over on the shvua and eats all three types of bread, is chayav a separate korban for each type of bread that he ate. As here, this is considered three separate shvuos. As he said, pas chitin separately, pas oren separately, and pas kutmin separately. So therefore, when he eats all three types of bread, he is over on all three shvuos, and is chayav three korbanos, even if he ate the three breads, behelam achas, without realizing in between that he took a shvua. As if he meant to make only one shvua, he should have said shvua shlo ocha pas chitin, b'chein seorim, b'chein kusmit. But now that he spoke out pas for each different type of bread, it's obvious that he was making three types of shvuas, and therefore, since he made three separate shvuas, it's chayav a korban for each shvua that he was over. Shvuas per gimel mishnah gimel. Shvuas shlo eshte b'shasa maskin harbe eino chayav ela achas. Somebody who takes a shvua that he will not drink, and he was over on the shvua, and he drank different types of drinks, he's only chayav one korban, even though he drank a lot of different types of drinks, since he did so by helam achas, without realizing in between that he had taken a shvua, he's chayav only one korban, as he made only one shvua, as included in shlo eshte, as all different types of drinks, so since he was over on only one shvua, he's chayav only one korban. Shvua shlo eshte yayim v'shemen u'dvash v'shasa chayiv alko achas v'achas. If somebody takes a shvua that he will not drink wine, oil, and honey, and drank all three of them, his chayiv three separate karbanos, even if he drank them behelam achas, without realizing in between that he had taken a shvua, as this is considered three separate shvuas, and his chayiv a separate korban for each shvua. Now, even though we said in the previous Mishnah that if somebody says shvua shlo ochal pas chitin v'chein seorim v'chein kusmin, it's all considered one shvua. The only reason why in the Mishnah before we consider pas chitin, pas orin, and pas kusmin three separate shvuas is because he said pas by each min. And over here, he said yayin shemen u'dvach without saying anything in between, so therefore it should be considered one shvua. The Gemara answered this question by saying we're talking in a case where the reason he made this shvua is because his friend was pressuring him to come by his house and drink yayin, shemen, and dvach, and he made a shvua in order to fend the guy off, so therefore he should have simply made a shvua that he will not drink by his friend. Why did he have to speak out yayin, shemen, and dvach separately? It's obvious by the fact that he spoke the three types of shtios out separately that he wanted them to be separate shavuos. So therefore, in this case, they are considered three separate shavuos and is chayav a korban for each one that he was over.